This is going to be a funny one to be sure. The guy leads the league in nicknames. I don't know what to call him. Ninja Assassin, Cowboy, Antonio Smith. How are you? Welcome to the Soul.
I'm pretty good. Are you?
What's your favorite nickname? We saw them all there. You got one?
Favorite nickname would be, football-wise, is the Ninja Assassin.
Yeah.
Love the ninja.
Where'd that come from? You give that to yourself or did somebody give that to you?
That one actually came from my sack celebration, you know. And I'm a big, you know, kung fu, martial arts guy. So, you know, I kind of add that into my life, you know, especially into the game.
You obviously talk a lot on the practice field. I mean, it's entertaining. Your teammates love it. Do you talk as much during games?
Yep. Depending on what game it is. Yeah. Depending on what game it is. But normally, I'm probably about the one out there running his mouth the most.
The three new veteran linemen between Justin Tuck and Lamar Woodley and yourself, you guys aren't wallflowers walking in here tippy-toeing. You kind of taking it over and setting the tone for what you want this defense to be?
Definitely. I think that, you know, we all gel together in this offseason as a unit, you know, especially, you know, you got in the training camp and really getting to get to know guys because you're every day there with them, you wake up with them, you go to sleep with them. And, you know, it wasn't never like an outsider coming in. You know, it was always like they accepted us right in.
We had Justin on the show last week. He was the first to sign. He signed March 13th. Lamar was in the building the same day and signed like an hour later. Mm-hmm. You signed the very next day. So mm-hmm. Were you on the phone with Tuck and Woodley? Did you all kind of come together? How did it all work there in the span of 24 hours you all signed here?
Well, Coach T told me he signed both Woodley and Tuck, and that had a big impact on me wanting to sign her. You know, I've always respected both of them, you know, throughout my career watching them play. And once I knew that they was putting forth a big effort to getting, you know, players in, and that let me know that they putting forth a big effort to win. And that's what I wanted to do. I want to win.
Seems like you fit in with the California lifestyle.
I'm
you are the Cowboy, so you're still getting used to it a little bit here?
Yeah, I'm adjusting. Yeah. City life got me a little out of balance right now.
All right, tell us your story. Obviously, the Houston Texans, the team mm-hmm. you're going to play on Sunday. But I go back to your days as an Arizona Cardinal mm-hmm. and starting in the Super Bowl there, Super Bowl 42. You were draft picked there back in 04, and you actually had to go to NFL Europe for 1 year in Hamburg and play with the Sea Devils. So catch us up. Before you went to Houston, talk about your NFL road to the Super Bowl with the Arizona Cardinals.
Man, that was one of the funnest years I've ever played football, you know. And it was such a family environment, you know. I'm still good friends with all the guys on that team. And, you know, that year was such an amazing year to have it stolen by Wood and his compadres with that cheating play at the end of the game. You know, it was just a travesty.
Have you brought that up to him a little bit, Lamar Woodley, the Super Bowl?
Every day.
The James Harrison 99
yard pick? Every day. No. That one was kind of, you know, but I'm the one at the end of the game where he never got 2 feet down.
You're saying Santonio Holmes didn't get 2 feet
no,
down?
No, he did not. He had 1 foot on top of the other, and I'm going to take that to my grave.
It was close. Yeah. And then after there, you leave and you go to the Houston Texans. And we know about you know, last year and the 14 straight losses, but you guys won the AFC South in back-to-back years. So mm-hmm. when you look back on your 5 years with the Texans, Antonio, what do you think of?
It was some, and those was actually some of the best, like, solid years of my career, you know. In Arizona, I had to build my way up, you know, the whole time in Houston, you know, it was like a leadership role. And I think that, you know, the way we brought the team into, you know, into a winning era like we did, you know, I forever keep those memories, you know, dear to heart, you know, because I think we went from the first season was either seven games or it was 8-8. And then we just built from there. And then after we got that thing rolling, you know, it was 2 years straight, second round of the playoffs. And then, you know, that last year, I don't like to mention that.
Yeah.
You know? It didn't even happen.
The one thing I didn't realize till I watched a lot of video when you signed with the Raiders was how mm-hmm. much you got double teamed. In Houston, you know, you think J.J. Watt, and they had a great front there, but you were double teamed on almost every single play. So going from a 3-man front to a 4-man, mm-hmm. are you getting more single teams now playing with Woodley and Tuck and Mack?
It started, you know, the first game, it kind of was iffy because you know you got you got the zone read game, so it wasn't a lot of pass downs. But I think that anytime you're a three technique, double teams is your everyday diet. So
you're right.
It just come with the position, you know, and that's the exact position I'm playing here. Even though they called me an end in Houston, I was still a three technique, so – whenever you're three technique, that double team is your best friend.
And your job is just to shoot the gap. You're just trying to penetrate, get in the backfield.
Penetrate, get in the backfield. And I believe that a three technique, you know, is a premier pass rusher. You know, to me, when I play in and three technique, it's the quickest path to the quarterback. You know, you beat that guard on the ball and quarterback's right there in your face. You know, in, you got to beat him and then do rush and speed and get to him. So. And I'm a big fan of rushing inside.
This guy, J.J. Watt, mm-hmm. He plays 3, 5, 7, 9 technique. He does it all over the field. How good is this guy the Raiders got to block on Sunday, Antonio?
He's just what you see on the field, you know. And I think – I forgot what year it was, but the year he was up for MVP, I was trying to promote and vote him to be an MVP because he was doing things – on the field that defensive linemen's never done, you know. And Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, which was the other guys on the list, and I think Drew Brees, they do that every year, man. every year. So I was going for J.J., man. And that player that he was that year was just the beginning of what he can become.
Great player. No question. He's the leader of that defense. And over on the offense, they got Andre Johnson, who's going to Canton one day. And I want to ask you about Arian Foster because, you know, for years the Raiders have played the Houston Texans. The matchup on Sunday will be 8 of the last 9 years. So we've seen that outside zone and the boot action when Schaub was there and Coach Kubiak was there. Are they still running the outside zone stretch play the way they ran it with the previous coaching staff? Or is it different now with Bill O'Brien?
It's a little bit different. They're still stretching it, you know, but I think that with the new rules in the NFL, where they're taking away all of the cross-body cut blocks and things like that, you know, it causes them to have to stay on their feet and block now, so they're not stretching it as long anymore. You know, it's more kind of upfield and cut back, but it's still the same thing. They're still trying to get you moving and cut the ball back. He hardly ever bounces it outside. He always want to cut it back and get it out.
How special is this game for you on Sunday going up against your former franchise?
It's a game, you know, but I always have fun going back teaching my old students to see if they have reached the level of master yet, you know, because they was grasshoppers when I left them. I had to teach. I was raising them up.
You're going kung fu on me now, huh?
Yeah, I was raising them up.
Who are some of those guys you're raising? J.J. Watt, one of those guys?
Oh, yeah, he already a master.
He
learned quick. I think I helped him out on a few things. First year and like into the second year, but after that, man, he took it and ran. So,
learn at the feet of the ninja assassin.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. You're fun. We got to have you on once a week on the Silver and Black Show.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's have some fun.
He leads the league in nicknames, and hopefully he'll get a victory his first as a Raider in the home opener. When we come back, we're talking about the outside zone running game of the Houston Texans. We'll break it down at the chalkboard with Jim Plunkett when we come back on the Silver and Black Show.